Thank you very much to the group for leading us in song. Is it starting to feel like Christmas? Well, that's a bit too soon for me, but that was a terrific sing. Thank you. I'm going to read from Mark's Gospel, chapter 2. Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, reading from verse 5, or part of verse 5, anyway. Jesus said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your bed, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." As we read these passages in the Gospel of Mark, we're entering into a very important period of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ while he was on this earth. Mark seems to begin with what are called the years of popularity. Prior to that, the first year of his ministry was the ministry of, or the years of obscurity. But people were becoming more and more aware that this Jesus of Nazareth was very special. Following the years of popularity, of course, we have the year that leads up to the crucifixion. Jesus is in the city of Capernaum. He's almost, you would say, achieved the status of a celebrity in that town. Everywhere he goes, the people flock to hear him and to see what he could do, his miracles. In this particular passage, and that's the second part of the reading from verse 13, Jesus is walking by the Sea of Galilee. And I want to speak particularly on this passage. The first was read for context, but this passage about Levi, this tax collector. Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, and the people of Capernaum flock around him to hear what he will say and to see what he will do. Now, many amongst the crowd were people with a genuine need, who felt that need and went to the Lord Jesus Christ to see if their needs could be met. But there were one or two, three or four, maybe more there, who followed after the Lord for a different reason. They wanted to trip him up. The ministry of Jesus is doing very well. The common man is following Jesus with excitement and curiosity. But conflict is beginning to develop between the Lord and these religious people who are following him, the religious leaders. They'd already been offended by the action that we read about earlier in the chapter, where a man was healed, and what Jesus was essentially saying.